we pray. Lord, open now our hearts to hear, and through your word to us, draw near. Amen. You know how to swim? If you don't, you certainly don't want to jump off the deep end of the pool. Unless there's a lifeguard to rescue you, you'll probably drown. In my freshman year at UMass, I had to drop the calculus course. I had jumped off into the deep end of mathematics, and I was in over my head. So do you ever find yourself in over your head? When the CLC was dealing with a certain controversy, one layman said to me, "This is too deep for me. I'll let you theologians figure it out." He thought that pastors and professors were able to plunge into the depths of theology, whereas he was not. The problem is that there's a lot of so-called theologians who are in over their heads, and they end up drowning in false doctrine. Now hear what the Spirit says in Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. So there's probably a lot of people asking, what's God doing anyway? What is he doing in Ukraine? What is he doing in Iran? What is he doing about our economy? What is he doing with the violence that is going on across this nation? After all, God is the king of the universe. He should be able to control all these things. Why is he letting them happen? Or even causing them to happen? And what about Pastor Hine? Why did he have to endure so much while others his age were strong and healthy? Things happen on earth. Things that even God's own children are at a loss to explain. As for the wicked, they have absolutely no idea what's going on. They have trouble even wading in the shallow end of the pool. Therefore, they say things like, well, if God is love, why does he allow this to happen? If God is love, he wouldn't send anybody to hell. We believers know that God is love. This is the primary motivation for everything that he does. Still, there are times when our trust in his love is put to the test. Times of war, depression, breakups, sickness, and other troubles. At those times, we may end up doubting his love. Well, at times like this, we should stop using our human reason to explain things and go back to God's word. His word, as expressed by our text, is one such example. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. When we read passages like this, we dare not depend on our own abilities to swim in the depths of his wisdom and judgment. But God doesn't leave us there. He doesn't leave us to flounder and drown in ignorance. He gives us his word. And with that word, we can dive into the depths. For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. So it's not human wisdom that plumbs the depths, but the Spirit of God who does it for us and then reveals his findings to us. And what does the Spirit say? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Christ is our spiritual lifeguard. He keeps us afloat when we dive into Scripture. With his help, we learn to swim in the deep end of the pool, the deep end of God's wisdom and love. That's when we come to realize that the answer to all these questions that we have is Christ. In him we see the depths of God's love. For God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So if you have any doubts about the love of God, doubts which are engendered by what you're going through right now, go to the empty cross on Calvary. Go to the empty tomb. When we dive deeply into the love of God, which is revealed there, then we know that all things will work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. As we continue through our lives, whether here at Emmanuel or out there somewhere, we will be able to dive more deeply into God's word and discover more of his judgments and his ways. And that's when we will see more clearly that the love of God in Christ Jesus rules over everything in our lives. Our whole lifetime considering these things is just the beginning. Oh, the joy that awaits us when we will see all things clearly. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. So God does not explain every little thing that he does. Rather, he says, trust me, I love you. He also says the secret things belong to the Lord, our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this instruction. Turn to hymn number 544. We'll sing four stanzas, 1, 5, 6, and 7. 1, 5, 6, and 7. Hymn 544.
Strength and to cheer. All Soul brought, what's in it?